That's right, the local postmaster and the vicar, according to the chairman of the council. Now, this evening, they heard Dr. John Cleary, baker of the British Unidentified Flying Objects Research Association, assure them that there was nothing to worry about. But he couldn't offer any concrete suggestions, apart from the possibility that high ground near this little Wiltshire town might be used as a fix for anything wanting to land on nearby Salisbury Plain. Two people described hearing or seeing strange things in the sky. One of them, Mrs. Rachel Atwell, said that whatever it was, it scared her out of her wits. She told me afterwards that she'd seen a bright ball giving off a loud, high-pitched sound, and the only reason she'd gone to the meeting was the fact that it scared her out of her life and she wanted to find an explanation. Then the head postmaster said that his house was surrounded early on Christmas morning by a terrible sound as though all his tiles were being lifted off and put back on again. But later on, when he had a look, they were undisturbed. What it is, well, we're not much the wiser tonight, but there is a talk, Peter, of setting up a listening post here in Warminster.
Well, it sounds as though something interesting's happening down there. David, you've obviously been well involved with it. What's your favourite anecdote about the affair so far?
Well, the favourite, it just came up today with the current edition of the Warminster Journal. Let me quote. They're relating some of the experiences of people. One night before last Christmas, an apprenticed carpenter arrived home in a breathless state after seeing his girlfriend back home. That's back home to the nearby village of Sutton Veney. He was shaking in every limb when he staggered indoors. His family were most concerned, but it was some time before he told them of his peculiar experience on that walk through the darkness.
But what was the experience?
Well, he'd seen something. Something like a monster cat, he said.
Good heavens. Well, thank you very much indeed, David Shute.